And we end this hour with a tribute to the prom. Could there be a more hyped event in high school social life? There's the fashion.
Our favorite color is green, so for my prom last year, we kind of went with a sage green, and now this is like a honeydew green.
The flowers.
I tried to put on her boutonniere, but I kind of ended up pricking myself, and she didn't want me to.
I didn't trust her, so I put it on.
Of course, nowadays, talk about the after party.
My dad's prom was very conservative. He grew up in Boston, and I'm sure he just went to prom and then went home and slept in his own bed.
And are all of you planning on sleeping in your own beds tonight?
No, not I'm
quite.
Not planning
I think we're planning
bed.
On sleeping in other beds than the ones we're normally used to. Yeah.
These teens are part of the latest project by documentary photographer Mary Ellen Mark and her partner, film director Martin Bell. It's a book of portraits titled Prom. Between 2006 and 2009, teens from all over the country posed for Mary Ellen Mark, and these aren't your typical glossy grip and grins. Her portraits are elegant, sometimes awkward, but timeless in their innocent appeal. Still, Mary Ellen Mark is most famous for her portfolio of serious photographs, projects featuring prostitutes in Bombay, street kids in Seattle. So I asked her, why prom?
Well, I think the prom's very serious also. I mean, it's an American ritual. It's a rite of passage. And by doing this book, I was really able to closely examine it. It's something I've wanted to do ever since I became a photographer.
Why?
I was fascinated, first of all, by my own prom picture. There I was looking so perfect and happy facing my future. Also, because several times during my life as a photographer, I photographed prom, first in 1986 for the Day in the Life of America, then again 1996 for Allure magazine. I did an assignment in Pittsburgh following a girl through a week before prom and then going to prom. And then in 2004, I did an assignment for The New Yorker on prom. And then when I started to work with a 20 by 24 camera about 15 years ago, I did a book on twins first, and I was looking for something else that would really fit that camera, and I thought prom was just a perfect project to do with the 20 by 24 camera.
Explain what it is, because it's enormous.
It's probably about 400 pounds, and you can't pick it up and take a snapshot with it. But the photograph becomes an incredible object, and prom is so much about your choice of partner and your choice of dress and who you are.
Were there any couples that touched you, and what did they look like?
Well, there were lots of couples that touched me. I mean, some of the couples were just delightfully funny. There was a couple in Texas that were really adorable, Hunter Johnson and Anna Nodine. Their parents imposed on them the 6-inch rule, so they weren't allowed to come within 6 inches of each other.
It's actually really annoying, and we break it all the time behind their backs. But this is the first night we're officially allowed to be within 6 inches of each other, so it's really exciting. And it's the first time that we've been able to be together without someone looming over us.
I really don't think I can add anything to that.
Their relationship was very amusing and sweet, and as were so many of the other relationships that the children had.
In the companion film where you get to hear the kids' voices, it really seemed as though they very much saw it as a glamorous send-off to the next part of their lives.
It's an exciting send-off, and it's becoming an adult. As the girl that leads you through the film tells you that she's going to have to pay her cell phone bills now. And what was so touching about so many of these kids was their enormous optimism about the future. And these are hard times, and that really surprised me that these kids could be so optimistic.
Well, Mary Ellen Mark, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's documentary photographer Mary Ellen Mark. You can see her work and her prom dress and the endearingly awkward prom dresses and photos from your fellow listeners at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.